It's been more than 5 years since the accidental discovery of an ice age cave in southwest Missouri, and scientists are still making remarkable discoveries at the site. From mammoths to millipedes, the fossils in River Bluff Cave are helping scientists understand the geological history of the Midwest. Missy Shelton of member station KSMU in Springfield, Missouri, reports.
It was during Nicole Ryan's first trip into River Bluff Cave that she discovered something that scientists had overlooked for 4 years.
I could see these little segmented bugs, for lack of a better word. We didn't know what they were.
It turns out those segmented bugs were Ice Age millipedes, believed to be the first of their kind ever discovered.
As you can see right here, there is an antenna still in place. The legs are still in place, and these are only about an inch long. So to have this kind of preservation is absolutely remarkable.
As operations director for the Natural History Museum of the Ozarks, Nicole Ryan keeps the millipedes and other fossils from the cave on display, and she's adding to the collection on a routine basis as more treasures are unearthed in River Bluff Cave. But some of those treasures can never be removed and put on display because they're a part of the very structure of the cave. Matt Foyer is the lead scientist on the project. On a warm winter day, we enter the cave through what looks like a manhole cover.
Now we just gotta lift up the 100-pound sewer lid. And there's our 16-foot drop into the cave.
After descending, we crawl on our hands and knees through a 30-foot-long corrugated tube.
A pretty tight space in here, gently sloping downhill.
But once inside the cave, which is nearly half a mile in length, there's plenty of room to walk around in the soupy orange mud. It's a comfortable 58 degrees in the cave. Several well-positioned floodlights allow us to examine the soft clay walls where the claw marks of a giant short-faced bear look so fresh it appears they could have been made earlier in the day. In fact, they date back at least 50,000 years. Further back in the cave, in an area known as Bear Pit, there are claw marks, tiny impressions of fur, and even the occasional brittle hair still stuck in the clay.
As this animal was laying up against this wall of clay, making the scratch marks above, it was laying its belly and chest into the clay, and you can see those impressions of that animal's belly hair.
It's not just bears that left behind visible reminders of their presence. Preserved in the mud are hoof prints from peccary, a kind of pig. Some small sections of clay hold more than 5,000 microfossils, which come from small animals. Scientists have even found fossilized plant remains in some of the oldest sediment layers. That's to say nothing of the mammoth bones they've found. All this in one cave. That's what impresses Greg McDonald, senior curator of natural history for the National Park Service.
It's sort of like one-stop shopping. It's a real smorgasbord of the fossil record. It gives us a really nice cross-section of that part of Missouri at the time, so it's really filling in a major gap in our knowledge of the plants and animals and what was going on in that part of the country that far back.
Because there's so much to learn from the cave, scientists have equipped it with fiber optics and wireless internet, enabling them to share their discoveries with other researchers and the public. And they expect to have new discoveries to share when they step up excavations of the cave this spring. For NPR News, I'm Missy Shelton in Springfield, Missouri.